now.
Brother, what's up?
This is a pubic party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
All right, gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning. Good morning, Duval, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9 this wonderful Saturday morning.
Wake up, Jacksonville.
Wake up. I am Jarmin Leitner of First Thursday Jacksonville. I'm the president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services president. And sitting next to me in the studio is Dr. Richard Danforth, president of the Jacksonville Urban League. And then we have Larry Williams, founder and CEO of Anchor Global Business Consulting and First Thursday.
Wow, that's charities. A lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. Huh? Yeah. Sounds like it. He's joining us from Seattle. Good morning, Larry.
I wish I had the money to get all this title.
Well, we how things out of Seattle, man. Leslie, we have a lot going on in Jacksonville. Ooh,
other man, there's a lot going on everywhere, Dr. Stanford and Jarmin. It's, you know, the mayor here is under duress, and I guess mayors everywhere are under duress.
Not in Jacksonville.
I forgot. Mayor Curry is never under duress. He's always in charge and winning every day. So
yeah. So
and I see the political climate is kicking up in Jacksonville. You know, leading up to the primaries, and I guess you know, the school board chair, the Honorable Paula Wright, wants to be the Honorable Paula Wright as a state representative. trying to unseat Kimberly Daniels down in Tallahassee. Amazing things happen with politics. They really make strange bedfellows. And, you know, again, happy Saturday and good morning, Duval. And again, I'm coming, Larry Williams in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, missing Jacksonville, missing that heat down there. Tell me you can fry an egg out on the sidewalk without much assistance.
Yes, there's
rub it in. Rub it in.
It is. It's officially summer, so welcome to summer, everyone. And there's an article that's talking about taking a stand against the heat this summer. We have to just make sure our children are well hydrated, they stay cool, and not stay outdoors too long. You know, they're resilient, but they need a break from that heat.
Hey, Larry, you know we're originally from Georgia, right? So when I think back, maybe 60 years. Up in Waycross, Georgia, in the tobacco fields, up in Alma, Georgia, and Ludowice and Jessup, Georgia, and the temperature was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Were you out there all day?
All day.
All day. All day. Doc was in the,
my heart goes out to you.
Hey, he was in the fields with the tobacco. I was in the field with the cotton.
Yes, sir. So we can take the heat.
So you can take the heat. Okay, yeah, the older generation can. I don't know if the younger generation can. Can take them.
No. It's too much air, man. They got that thing that cut down to 6 to 8 degrees, Larry, in some places.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shoot, that's about that was the high here yesterday.
Well, let's talk about Larry. Apparently, the entrepreneur program worked this year.
Is that right, Doc?
The Jacksonville Urban League is such a wonderful program.
Yeah, thank you. And I had to because they're opening a Bentley dealership here in Jacksonville on 95 and Butler. So
right down from the studio here.
So when you return from Seattle, we'll have one, maybe a cherry red Bentley parked out ready for you. I know you're going to bring money from Seattle, so
I'll just send the check ahead of time. But make it black, though. Okay.
Oh, black one? No. Okay.
Because it's too hot for that red one.
And so they is that car dealership open right now?
No, it's open. And that the mayor and I all had a groundbreaking ceremony this week.
Okay.
You know,
they have new jobs coming in there out there on the south end. Then.
Oh, most definitely. Now you know that we're getting a new city council leadership here this week. The ceremony. Larry, for the selection. Well, they've already selected the new president. Aaron Bowman will be taking over from Anna Broche. And I guess at this Tuesday city council meeting, it will be her last. And there are several reports that she will receive. One in particular is on the civil rights trail. I was one of the participants to serve on that task force. So we're presenting our report on Tuesday at the council meeting. So, and then of course Thursday evening is the installation ceremony for council over at the Times Union Performing Arts Center.
Okay. Well, I want to take this time to just publicly thank House President Honorable Anna Broche for her service this past year as the president of the Jacksonville City Council, and I think she did some pretty good things there, Doc and Jarman, as she traversed the aisles of City Hall there in Jacksonville, and being one of the first minorities in that particular seat, and then the controversies that she had throughout the council throughout the year. It was a, you know, she did a great job, I think, and we want to also welcome council member Bowman, you know, then as president, and also extend opportunities that council member Broche availed herself of is coming on the Empowerment Hour and sharing, you know, what's going on down at City Hall as we move forward into a different year under his administration as council president.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that invitation is extended and that he avails himself of the opportunities, here on the Empowerment Hour. So congratulations, Councilmember Bowman, and thank you for your service as president. Council member Broche.
Yes, and the Jacksonville City Council members recently came up with a list of priorities over the next 5 years. They haven't broken down into the first year, you know, 3-year plan and then the 5-year plan. But within the first
I bet they don't jive with our priorities, but go ahead and listen.
Well, we're going to see. We just want to share with the listeners, the residents of Duval County, number one priority is crime reduction. They want to take an inventory on what's being done and actually how it's working. You know, whether the methods that are in place are actually reducing crime.
Well, I mean, listen, we had the shootout this past weekend, Larry. You missed it.
I'm glad I did.
They had a gangland shooting over at the outside of the Omni Hotel, and shots were fired. And the Wells Fargo building received several gunshot, shots into that building.
Mm-hmm.
These folk were using 9mm as well as 40mm. I don't understand. Now, 40, that's a pretty big bullet, isn't it, Steve? Golly.
That's a pretty big bullet.
So these folk are running around with some powerful stuff and shooting and...
that sounds military grade, isn't it?
Of course.
Wow.
So it sounds like that's what's on the streets now, military grade weapons. Another one of the priorities, they want to increase park maintenance, and they also want a comprehensive plan to crack down on littering.
Well, we're going to get another park downtown, right, at the Landing. Oh, man, they're going to turn that. So that's what I'm hearing. We're going to do, redo the Landing, make it a park. We're going to bring the Confederate statue from Hemming Plaza and put it in the Landing. So when people ride by on their boats and stuff, they can wave at the statue.
I don't know. But there's going to be a plan also to crack down on littering. That's funny because my son is always like, why do people just throw paper out on the ground? It's like, I don't know, but they're coming up with a plan to crack down on that.
Tell them there's more room outside the car than in.
But yeah, we have one of those in our community twice a week. In the same spot, they lose their garbage bag.
Really?
The same spot every two, you know what I'm saying, twice a week.
Not every
Tuesday and Thursday, you ride by and it's some trash.
Wow.
I think they intentionally just throw it out so that your community can look bad.
Yeah, well, we
pick up the paper, please.
Pick up, throw it in the trash can, right? Throw it in the designated area.
Especially downtown, man.
They want to develop downtown, too. That's another priority within the next year, to develop downtown and enhance public spaces. So they're wanting to make Jacksonville, a more beautiful city, maintenance and upkeep and entertainment and parks and low crime, so that we'll attract... Yeah. People to come to the city.
Doc's been in Jacksonville a long time. So, at one time I was told that Jacksonville's downtown area was a vibrant part of the city. And, folks didn't like what they saw, so they brought it into, what I was told was made it a Bible Belt. So, sometimes you reap what you sow.
Well, you're talking about the consolidation.
Yes.
A government here. We're speaking of that. We're coming up on the celebration, October 1 of 50 years of consolidated government, and we'll talk about some of that when we return.
Yes, Jama. We're going to return in just a moment. We have some music, and this is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour.
That there would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
oh yeah.
Jesus,
he's my
Jesus,
my
power,
Jesus,
my strength,
Jesus,
he's the source of my joy. I give him all my devotion. Hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again. Jesus is the love of my life. He's my provider. He's my hope when I fall. Jesus is the love of my life. There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time. Jesus is the love of my life. He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey, Jesus is the love of my life. I wanna thank you, Lord, cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I wanna talk to you about
Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my Jesus. Life.
Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life.
When I couldn't stand up straight.
Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life.
Couldn't sing the songs I like to sing.
Jesus, Jesus is the love.
I wanna talk to you.
Jesus, Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me a chance.
Jesus, Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. The love of my life.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus. Cause I don't deserve it. Lord, Jesus, I know that you heard it. So I just ask.
Just ask Jesus. Jesus.
And I keep on asking
just
Jesus.
Just ask Jesus.
The love of my life.
I know.
Lord, I know.
Jesus.
You set me free.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. You are the love of my life. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. And if he's not the love of your life, that's a great choice to make, the best decision that you can make in your life. Welcome back to our listeners. We are here in the studio. I'm Jarmin Leitner, your co-host, along with Dr. Richard Danford and Larry Williams, joining us on the line from Seattle. So we were talking about a little bit of what's going on in Jacksonville as we have some changes in city council and as well as the school board. So this is just the time of the year where things start to shift. And we just wanted to highlight before we get back into what's going on in the city, the massive search for the soldier has ended at Camp Blanding. They did find that soldier, but they did not find him alive. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all family and friends of this soldier. Now, he was taking part in a land navigation training class is what's reported, and they do not know what the cause of death is.
Well, I've experienced this some time ago. What they do, he was actually on 2-week reserve training out of Alabama and with the National Guard, and Camp Blanding is the camp for the state of Florida, and that's where a lot of the training takes place. But apparently, you know, you have to learn map reading and how to, you know, get from one point to another and all types of terrain. And apparently, you know, the group spread out and they have their compass and other things. And it's similar to a survivor kind of situation.
Okay.
And he may have gotten lost at Camp Blanding. It's a very large compound there and very dangerous in terms of the swamps and, you know, the snakes and all. But they have not said how he passed, but it could have been a number of things, you know.
So it's hard to survive in that, just to be a civilian, not someone who has some military training or going through military
training. So they're out there training so that they can learn how to survive in situations like that. And it's very tragic that happened.
Yes. All right. So like we said, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and friends.
Definitely. You know, it's a sad situation when you're out trying to learn how to navigate and don't make it back, so I guess you don't pass the class.
Right, and I don't know. I guess I thought that maybe since it was a training camp, there would be some kind of I guess methods in place to be able to track people if they did get lost.
Well, you would think so. What about a cell phone?
Towers.
They're trying to teach them how to navigate without electronic devices.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it's just training, though. You know, it's just,
I have my GPS on my wrist.
Some type of tracker or something. But anyway.
Well, we are all being tracked. Let's be serious now.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Okay, so we also want to just kind of highlight what's going on in the Duval County School Board. There's still some debate over the deputies versus the safety assistants.
Wait a minute. The deputy, you mean the deputy
in the school,
officers? The
yes. Mm-hmm. The sheriff deputies or the school police officers versus the safety assistants.
Let's be quite clear here. It is not about the debate between the deputies and the school safety officers. It's about money.
Yes. Yes. The amount of money that's been designated is $2.4 million, but the cost to actually arm deputies for the 167 schools is $10 million. So they're reporting that safety assistants are the less expensive option.
Well, they're just it's just something. They're just doing something to do something. Come on.
No, they're doing something to protect the children, right?
Man, please.
It's about safety.
In the guise of protecting children.
Okay. See, yeah, we know how to protect children. Look at what's happening at the border. You know, come on, man. I mean, they have. Well, just think about it. Today, 2018, you have folk, babies and children and others in cages.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that reminiscent of what happened during slavery? I mean, how do you think we got over here? We were caged in at the bottom of a ship.
Right.
I mean, okay, Larry, and then, of course, look at what's happening over in Australia. What happened in Australia with the Aborigines? You know, they took the kids from the families, you know, to try to inculcate them or proselytize them. Ooh, you heard that word?
Yeah, I did.
Where did that come from?
I'm still trying to look it up.
And all of our listeners, too.
Okay.
Proselytize, okay. But but the safety is the priority. It should be, you know, and what's best for our children who are in school all day. We should.
So you're going to be satisfied with someone who's received several hours of training and they're armed. They're being paid $12.50 an hour to walk around and protect our children.
No, I would not be satisfied.
I mean,
with that.
That's all I'm saying. What are we doing? Why are we fooling? Who are we fooling?
So what do parents do then? Like, what's the next step if they disagree with what's happening?
The parents aren't even involved in this. Again, it's all about the money. Okay, it ain't about the children, and it's not about the school. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
And Doc, I'm glad you brought that up about the children being separated from their families, because that's something that you know, I wanted to make sure that we talked about this morning, because it was a travesty, that whole zero tolerance thing that the administration put in place, and, you know, it backfired on them. But again, if you recall, months ago we talked about this, the wall, the prison, the private prison deal. This is all about money,
right?
Okay, they need to fill these beds are empty, because they're not making these drug arrests here in the United States anymore. They have to find someone to put in these beds and in these prisons. And so what better option than folks that are trying to illegally enter the United States? And they can't lock the children up with the parents. So the best way to do that, to handle that, is to just have the parents, the kids taken away from the parents and shipped to who knows where. They can't even find half gone kids, that the 2,800 that they separated from their parents.
And, you know,
so
this
again,
is, yeah, and this
about
is.
About the money.
So wait a minute. They can't find the children in order to reconnect them with their parents, or they just separated them and it's just chaos?
It's chaos. it's chaos, plain chaos. And anyone that tried to say that was a good thing, I mean, they need to have their heads examined.
Well, what about the politicians here in Florida, and what are they saying, the ones running for office and all?
Well, it's strange. I know that Rubio was one of the ones speaking out against it after, the cry came out from all over the world about how what a tragedy this is. But prior to that, all of the folks that were in lockstep with this administration maintained that until, the cries from around the world were heard. And finally, the president issued an executive order, removing that order that he had, his attorney general Sessions had, issued, back in the 1st of May. And just a month, a little over 2 months, they had separated 2,800 kids from their family.
Well, that's what they say. You don't know. If they say 20-something hundred.
Yeah, I should say, Doc, you're right. It should be documented. 2,800.
They probably don't know. I wonder, are they tracking these kids? What do they do? Put a wristband on them?
No, they have to learn how to survive. No.
No. Come on. These folks, these kids. These kids, do they speak English?
No, of course not.
No, that was,
That's part of the challenge.
And just being separated from your parent, period, and going with some stranger, that's a challenge, whether you speak the language or not. And if there's an executive order not to do that, so what, now the children just go to prison with the parents?
Well, we have a way of treating people inhumanely.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. This is another example. This is another example of just bad decision making.
Did you see the cover of Time with the little girl? Did you see the new cover of Time with President Trump standing over the little girl and she's looking up crying and it says "Welcome to America"?
Oh yes, I saw that.
You saw that,
right?
They're trying to it was supposed to be a pun intended there, but you have President Trump looking mean down at this little girl and she's terrified and scared and crying, but it's like welcome to this wonderful country.
I was happy to see the First Lady come out and support, being an immigrant herself, maybe she, and
have a little sympathy, maybe, sympathize a little bit.
Could understand the plight of these folk, but.
But should have an understanding. And what took you so doggone long to come out?
Well, we will talk about that a little more when we return from another break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
All things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant praise remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead. Cause your son
All right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And joining us on the line from Seattle is Larry Williams. And we left off with talking about some of the things that are going on a national level with the safety of our children, and even on a local level, the safety of our children. The Duval County School Board with the school safety position, those jobs are still available. Just want to highlight that they are still hiring for those positions.
Full-time job, and I need a job.
It's full-time at $12.50 an hour.
I guess I don't need a job.
Well, but you're gonna have to take a drug test, Larry, if you go over there now.
Oh, I can pass.
And a background screen. long as opioids don't come up.
Depending on what they test us for, I can pass the drug test.
Well, look
just
like
I just pass it on.
Well, you see, Canada approved countrywide.
Yeah. Wow, that was
cannabis. Cannabis.
Okay.
So. We'll never get to that point in America, man. We depend on too many people going to prison, you know.
Yeah. Based on those smoking small
a joint.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Doc, they're trying to take that over by putting illegal immigrants in those spots now, so maybe we will.
Oh, okay.
So the prisons will be filled with illegal immigrants, so they won't be.
It's all about the money.
There you go, Doc. Okay, so look, I was reading earlier this week on a national level where more companies now are stopping testing for marijuana in their hiring process.
Okay.
And especially those companies, you know, with the job unemployment rate down below 4%, mm-hmm. you know, the finding employees is very, very difficult right now and all over the country. And
well,
so,
yeah, I agree, but you can't work in a butcher shop without taking a drug test.
Well,
you might cut your hand off.
Jobs, there's certain jobs that aren't going to relax their deals, but the ones that and this is on the national level and in government, Doc. This was something that was
government
this last week.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, the decisions that are being made implies that somebody's high.
What do you mean, Doctor? The decisions
in the what's going on in this country? You've got to be on some kind of either medication,
like that,
illegal. There's something. Maybe we're breathing this stuff. I don't know what it is, but oh my goodness gracious! In this heat.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is the heat because you know that I was reading on. AOL.com, and they were saying after his June 12th summit and with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, President Trump claimed that a tweet that the regime was no longer a nuclear threat.
Right.
However, on Friday, he said that now they pose an extraordinary threat. So, wow, what happened in, 10 days?
You know what? Could be that someone did not get a hotel contract in North Korea.
Wow.
It's
all about the money.
So I guess he's back to Rocket Man.
Oh, wow.
Yep, there you go.
This is just such confusion.
Hopefully they keep the rockets intact right now. But, you know, we were talking about, we're going to go back and talk about the children. And you know, Doc and Jarman, I tell you, I'm tired of having these kids being used as political pawns, both locally and nationally. It's a doggone shame that the, you know, folks there and our leaders in our cities politically are, you know, find no other way to compromise or make their cases without using our kids as pawns. And I just say, you know, shame on them for that.
Right. And if it's, you know, if you as a parent, you know, you're dissatisfied with that, it may not be something, I guess, on a large scale that you can do to change this, but you can individually make a different choice if you have those options available. You know, if you can take your child to a different school, or, you know, have other options as opposed to exposing them to the school safety assistance on a daily basis. And I know that's a stretch for a lot of people, because a lot of children are in school. So I'm just not sure of what other options that they have if this is going to be implemented in the fall.
What about the mental health counseling? That's what we need in these schools.
I believe that they do have mental health counseling, at least at the middle school level. I believe it's starting in middle school. They do have mental health counselors in the school system to provide services to the children. But, you know, the parents also have an option not to wait on the schools and depend on the schools and get an individual evaluation, a private separate evaluation, and take them outside of school.
Listen, we talk about it, but parents, we've got to take more responsibility for our children. We cannot leave it up to the school system.
And the
absolutely.
You know, and we're sitting out there. We're sitting out there in these communities, and you know, with septic tanks, and you know, and we're crying every day. We're crying at the moon.
Yeah,
we're howling at the moon. We need to do something.
Okay, well, you talk about the septic tanks a lot. So what is the issue with that? Why won't the tax dollars pay for that or funding? I mean, why can't that be resolved? I mean, we
it can't be resolved
County.
Because that was because when they consolidated the city, they indicated to black people in the Northwest area that we're going to put all of you on city water and sewer. And 50 years, and people, many of them are still on septic tanks. They have these big mounds in their yards, and they get clogged up, and they start smelling, and, you know, the flies and stuff. And, you know, it's just unhealthy. And so, you know, so people, when they get an opportunity to leave these areas, what happens? They move. You see where all the growth is going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can afford it, everybody's moving. So what you have left are those individuals who are unable to move, who are unable to get a job, don't have the skill sets. I mean, there's no hope. And so we've got to find a way, you know, we've got to find a way to help improve our community.
Okay, as a whole. And I believe we have a caller on the line, Larry. Yes, we have a caller on the line. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Y'all be blessed. And on this glorious day, I would love to point out the fact that a lot of people try to keep up with the Joneses as far as trying to doggone do the above and beyond for their children. When they forget about the roots, or forget about where they came from or how they were brought up, and they're like tarnishing the fact that when they did come along, you know, there was, you know, the Chantel or Shirley or Kent or Michael didn't have a Galaxy 12 at 5 years old.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, when I was coming up, you know,
Galaxy 12. What are those sneakers?
I had a cell phone in 10th grade. I had a cell phone.
Oh, Galaxy phone. Okay.
When cell phones first came out, I was in 10th grade, and I had a cell phone, and it wasn't unlimited minutes.
my free time started at 9 o'clock. don't call me before 9 o'clock if you ain't my mama.
Thank you for calling in. I understand.
A lot of children have a lot of leeway now. So
yeah, a lot of leeway now, and it's like, you know, and people look like, and people be struggling too. I commend them because they have to have two jobs to make ends meet with the bills that's in their house. And then they have a child that's in the home that don't get the attention that they feel like they need from them, you know. So my heart goes out to them as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
I truly do. I just wanted to express that, you know, it falls on both ends. It ain't, you know, we want to do the best for our kids. We do.
Okay.
You know. But
absolutely.
There's always two parts to every situation.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Y'all have a blessed morning.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. All right.
All right.
So, yes, the safety of our children and the decisions that we have to make on a daily basis sometimes can be challenging. So, you know, we encourage parents to look into your options if you have other options. And we hope to be able to resolve this school safety assistance issue before the fall. The new... what is it? The new
superintendent?
Yes, new superintendent may have
Dr.
some
Green.
Other
sure,
feedback
huh?
about it.
Well,
she's going to come in with her hands full because that's definitely not a challenge that's going to go away quietly. And I agree with both of you guys as far as parents, you know, taking more control over their children's lives and especially in our school systems. You know, you don't wait on someone else to do for you. Start doing for yourself. And your own. And, you know, with our kids, especially African-American kids, you know, they with a new study out this week that states that African-American young men are 10 times as likely to be expelled and or suspended from schools. So, you know, we have to be very aware.
Wow, 10 times as likely?
10 times as likely. This is a national report that's just out. And, you know, we have to be, you know, cognizant and proactive with our children's lives.
Yes, and that begins early on, early intervention, at birth.
It's too late after they become a statistic. You know, we have to be, you know, intervene and you know, Doc mentioned early, and Diamond, you work with folks in the mental health industry all the time, and you know, it's not you know, something to be ashamed of if you need some help. You know, seek the help while you can get it. And if you don't think you're getting the right help, then, you know, seek some other advice because the help's out there. But let's not do that at Fester. Let's take it, you know, be proactive with it, as well as with our candidates that are running for political office, making sure that they have our best interest in heart and not electing people on a popularity contest. Let's elect people who are going to do things that are going to help eliminate the need for septic tanks and put sewer systems throughout the Northwest Jacksonville. Doc said that it was part of the, in one word, consolidation. Okay, this is 49 years and 8 months, and we still haven't got no septic tanks removed and replaced.
Yeah, that's why I asked the question. I don't understand what the problem is.
Oh, you're from Birmingham. You don't have septic tanks in Birmingham.
No, not where I grew up. Out in the rural areas when we went to the country. But
yeah, we had a septic tank in my hometown. And then, of course, they eventually got the water line there, and that was great. Because I remember it used to bubble up in the yard and everything.
Oh, yes, yes, it does.
And, you know, and we had to cut the grass, and the grass would always be 3 feet higher.
Right. In those areas.
In the area of the septic tank.
Very well fertilized.
Well, this is Praise.
Like our politics these days. Huh?
Well, this is Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour, and we'll be back.
The Entrepreneur Corner.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Save somebody. Save somebody. Save somebody. You don't know
We are back on the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. And on joining us on the line is Larry Williams from out in Seattle. We are up on our last segment of the show, and this is our Entrepreneur Corner. So if you are a small business owner or if you have any events that are taking place this weekend or upcoming in the upcoming weeks, please give us a call at 296-2251 so you can share that information with our listeners. Again, this is our Entrepreneur Corner, and I just want to say that Harvest Intervention Services, we are still enrolling this last week of June for our VPK Specialized Services Summer Program. And if your child qualifies for VPK and has a current IEP, you can call us at 904-595-6516. Or visit harvestinterventions.com for more information. We are providing home-based services over the summer.
Wow. Okay, and one other announcement just for you folks that are loyal First Thursday attendees, July, we will have a July sabbatical, so we won't be meeting on First Thursday in July and taking that sabbatical to regroup and reboot and be ready for you all on first Thursday in August. So enjoy your summer and summer vacations. I assume that by the time we meet again that everyone will be back in school or getting ready for school. And so, you know, enjoy your summer and first Thursday salutes you and your family. Doc, there's an event that's coming up on July 14th over in the Arlington District, I understand, where they're going to have a back-to-school bash, and I guess we'll hear more about that in upcoming segments over in the next couple of weeks. But it's a great opportunity to, you know, assist kids. And, it's amazing this, that how fast summer rolls around, and, you know, school here in the Northwest, schools are just getting out this past week, and now we're talking about back to school over and down in the South. So it's an amazing time, seeing how fast time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, and we're up at the end of June, so we have about a month and a week or so left before school starts back. So
yeah, well, I'm hoping the kids, you know, let's take advantage of the swimming pools that are in these communities.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Such that these kids can learn how to swim. You know, they're getting drowned. It doesn't make sense. I mean, all the resources we have here, all the water we are surrounded by, and for us, it's somewhat criminal not to teach your kids how to swim. You know, if you can't swim, take them somewhere where they can familiarize themselves with water, so such that if they fall in a pool, in a stream, or whatever, and it's just sad to see kids' lives snuffed out because they never learn how to swim.
Right, and yes. I will say, Dr. Danford, there are some free programs, but not everyone qualifies for that. So you really have to be diligent in looking for an affordable program because swimming lessons are expensive. They're one of the more expensive lessons when it comes to a sport. So you just have to do diligence, look, and because there are a lot of swim programs and classes out there.
Right, and we're over in Arlington area, we're looking, we can't wait on our pool to be redone over at Blue Cypress. We're missing out on some opportunities over there for children.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So if you live in a community, so you have you live in a community with the pool and they're redoing the pool. Okay.
Yeah, Blue Cypress Park on University. So look forward to that coming on board.
Right. And Larry, I'm sorry, you wanted to chime in?
No, go ahead. I don't swim.
You don't swim? Swim is not big out of Seattle.
No, I'm from Georgia, remember?
No, that's no excuse. That's no excuse. We all learn how to swim in a mud hole, okay?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know how to swim. I don't swim. Okay?
Oh, okay.
A childhood experience, but I won't go into that.
Well, I love the water, the beach, especially in the Caribbean. I like the ooh.
Yes, the water over in
like
the Caribbean.
I like to see my feet when I like
exactly.
To, yeah, I like
you can just see straight
feet.
Down to the bottom. The water's so clear and clean, and I don't understand why it's not like that over here. But I guess maybe we litter, and that's why there's going to be a campaign to crack down on littering.
Oh no, that's stretching it, gentlemen. No. It's where we live.
Is that it? Is it where we live? Okay. See, we're not taking care of the land.
Yeah,
we have
the St. John's River. That flows north into the ocean. And so we have a lot of what they call brackish water around here.
Isn't that different flowing north?
Yes. There are only a couple. The Nile River, I believe, flows north.
Yes.
And the St. John's River. There may be one other, but it's very unusual for them to flow north.
Flow north, yes. I've driven across the country a number of times, and I think it's two rivers in the United States that flow north, and I thought the St. John's was one of them.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Okay.
All right.
A little history buff.
So again.
And I guess we don't have anyone who's interested in promoting their businesses. I know it's summertime, but don't you still need to do business in the summer?
Well, they don't have to pay rent during the summer, do they?
If they're up and running year round, they need to pay rent in the summer. We pay rent in the summer, so you all pay at least over your building in the summer.
Yeah.
So, bills continue to have to be paid when you are an entrepreneur. So, again, we still have the lines open.
I think that one of the challenges of being an entrepreneur in America is that we want to be entrepreneurs, but we also want to be act like employees. That we can have a summer off or we can have vacation time and those types of things. And a real entrepreneur is someone who's dedicated to their business year round and doing everything that they can to improve and enhance their business on a daily basis, and not you don't really have time to take time off. When you have an opportunity to take the time. But, summer months are for most companies are great months, especially in retail. And you need to be taking advantage of these opportunities. And when someone is offering you something that isn't going to cost you anything and you can promote your business, shame on you if you don't use it. I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely. That's a no-cost advertising for business owners. And yes, as an entrepreneur, as Larry mentioned, that you have to be dedicated. There are some days and times that you don't get to take off, even hours throughout the day. And a lot of people who aren't entrepreneurs don't understand the time investment. So that could be a challenge as well, just receiving pushback from trying to do what a small business owner does. But even the people around you may not understand the time commitment that is required.
Well, let me just send a shout out or just let the folk know how much I appreciate them, the ones that came over to the Urban League's annual meeting at the Ritz Theater this couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a really good turnout, Larry.
Great,
And Councilman Jim Love and Newby were there, and Council President Anna Brochet. So thank all of you for coming out. Larry,
I made a couple announcements, and going forward, I'll talk more about the projects, the initiatives that we have coming up at the Jacksonville Urban League, because I want to solicit the support of our listeners and others who are interested.